We're in Klal Mem Beis. Thank you. He doesn't write that. He writes that you can measure. Did you drink the milk? Obviously not, because then you'd be allowed to drink all meat.
Yeah, so you work out bleos, not the amount, not the physical amount that gets sniffed
out. What you're saying is, you're certainly not allowed to drink the milk. Every time you have milk and meat cooking together, we say there bleos of meat in the milk. So why didn't it change place? I don't know. The rule of Nasan Avelu also seems to contradict it, because the milk becomes fleshy. I don't know how to deal with it. I agree. I have to admit I haven't learned the Igros Moshe in the last 12 months. But maybe you can fix that. Don't just agree. Let's try to dig up the Igros Moshe and see. Okay, what do you say?
Yeah, with a salad, two salads, like you have a piece of treif meat, so you say, it's mafapeya into the kosher.
Right, but what do you do by milk?
And you have to figure that, you have a chumra, you have to figure the whole
thing. By liquid?
By liquid is different. Because by liquid, the part that's diffused,
The part that remains.
The part that remains, it's not like the whole thing that remains.
It's pure milk, it's the 2 ounces
right,
that remains.
It's not going in.
There's no taste of meat in that milk.
Exactly.
You like to drink the milk? You cook milk with meat? You like to drink the milk? You do know, you know. You cook milk and meat, you can't drink the milk.
We say it's all diffused.
I mean, is he allowed to drink the milk? That's right, that's not my question. Rishu is asking. You allowed to drink the milk? Are you allowed to drink the milk?
The oil and water. If the oil is usher, does it usher the water? No. Because oil and water doesn't mix. Right? So I'm saying it's more like that.
I got news for you. A piece of milk, a piece of cheese don't mix either. They're both solids.
But the milk is a liquid.
I have to concede that, I was busy yesterday saying what a pellet of chiddush is, but I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer. Okay. It's a good question. Do milk and water, they don't mix. Does that mean bleas don't go?
If it's hot, I would say that bleas go.
I would think so.
Yeah. Bleas, not worried about mixing, we're out
bleas. It mixes to a certain extent.
Pots and food don't mix either. They stay separate. The pot and the food are separate things. And yeah, bleas change.
The fat in the meat goes with our pay into the whole.
So why is the fat from the meat going to the milk if it can go into the pot?
Fat in the chlami. Let's say it's yayin nesach. It's not mefapeya. It's just water.
Well, let's say it's milk. Or does the
milk
meat
has a fat? To it.
Does the so the meat goes into the milk?
Yeah.
So then the milk should go into the meat.
It would be like yayin nesach.
Okay, I hear. Okay. I can see that I need more. Somebody will give me. If God would have just made 25 hours in the day instead of 24, everything would work out. I could look up things. I don't know. Okay. That's not an excuse for you. I really have to figure this out. All right. We'll do it. You find the Igros Moshe. We'll learn it together. We both have time. Yud. Membeis Yud. Kol Mokim Shetzar Klipa. This is a sugya called Nevar HaKlipa. It appears only once in Yeridaya, and that's in the beginning of Siman Tzadik Aleph. I don't believe it comes up again. And that's the din of Nevar HaKlipa. Nevar HaKlipa means when you have a food, and definitely Kedei Klipa has to be removed. And normally you do it. What is Kedei Klipa? If you have a food that became also Kedei Klipa, how did that happen? Let's forget about liquids for a minute. Let's say I have a hot piece of meat. A cold piece of meat on bottom, and on it I put a hot piece of cheese. So the halacha is, since the bottom one is cold, the only kedei klipa goes into the meat. So I quickly remove the cheese, then I have to cut off a layer of the meat. That's kedei klipa. So that's easy, you have to remove the klipa. Now what happens if the klipa gets lost? How would the klipa get lost? If you make chopped meat out of the meat, you take that meat, and you grind it into chopped meat, and no one can find the klipa anymore. It's somewhere in the mixture. It's also hard to measure 60 against the klipa, because the klipa is an undefined amount. It's just a rule. You have to remove a layer. So one case is where you make chopped meat out of the meat. There's another case of nevar klipa, when the klipa is in a liquid. Meaning, if you put hot meat into cold milk. So again, the top is hot, the bottom is cold. So the rule is, only kadei klipa, only a layer of blias exchange. Well, the layer of milk that went into the meat, you can take the meat and remove. But what about the layer of milk, which you can't define? Those are the cases of nevada klipa that are discussed here. There's a third case of nevada klipa, which is not discussed. The third case is where you have a plate. And at one spot, a kadei klipa became aser. But you don't know the exact spot. The spritz of milk went onto a fleshiga pot. You can't figure out where exactly on the pot. You have a cold pot and a spritz of hot milk went onto it. Now, if you can find the spot, so you know where the spot is, you pour hot water on that spot. Sometimes you can't find the spot. It's there somewhere. So that's also called nevada klipa. So let's learn the rules of nevada klipa, which is a classic machlokes rishayim, in the sense that the main mafarshim on the page in Shulchan Aruch are the Mechaber Ramah, Shach and Taz, in Shulchan Aruch. And this is a typical case in that the Mechaber, to a lesser degree, and the Ramah, to a greater degree, hold Nevada Klipa is just absolutely mutter. The Taz disagrees, and the Shach, who came after all of them, says, well, you have Ramah Chloikis here, let's be Mekel Bevsim Aruba, because there is a Shita to rely on, but it's not normative. The normative thought should be that it should be us. That's basically the background to the Mechaber Ramah. So let's see what it says here, and then we'll try to figure out the cases that do not say. Yud, kamakim shetzar klipa, any solid food that needs klipa, which means the klipa is a peel, right? That means a layer has to be removed. Im loikafu, if they did not remove it, ubishlukach, and they cooked it, kagayim basa shenese gede klipa. For example, meat that became asik de klipa, v'chatchu l'chatichas dakais, and they made it into chat meat, b'in yishi yev shalakalfai. So it's not possible anymore to remove a klipa, l'kalfayayit. And the same thing, koshke chalav, a shardav alach, shenafal isarei basal l'saychai. And certainly if you have cold milk into which hot meat falls, shachalav yagav ketzar klipa. Now you can't peel a liquid, but if you could, the liquid would have needed a klipa. It's impossible to peel it. Perhaps it meruba mutter. So here we say that if it's a case of great loss, we permit. Otherwise, it's aser. Chalav avafilu achalav aser ein bashishim neged shir klipa. And even the milk is aser if it doesn't have 60 keneged shir klipa. It's hard to estimate a shir klipa, but if it's a lot of milk, a great amount of milk, then it'll be mut. Sorry, mati. Okay. V'imhu b'inyin she'ef shalakalfoy. If it's something that could be peeled, a layer could be removed. Alpi shekvar bishal abasar. Even if you cook the meat, sarach liklife. That means the following. I have a meat, the kadei klipa is aser, but I didn't remove the klipa, I cooked it. Now, the blia of the klipa penetrated into the meat. There is some milk in the klipa that penetrated. Now, even though it's going to be matir, the klipa that penetrated, because it's yef shalaka, you can't find it, you still have to remove the klipa on the outside. So we have our old kula batel barayv. All the things of Hilchas Taruvas and Basel Bechal of Achumris, and by Bittul Barayv, people are very surprised. And that is, if I have three pieces of meat, and one of them has a kadei klipa of milchiks in it, bas b'chalav, and two don't, so it's bottle and rive. Now, the din of bottle barayv is only yavesh bi yavesh min b'minai, which means to say identical things, three pieces of meat, and it's yavesh bi yavesh, meaning it's not a mixture. When liquids mix in a mixture, you need shishim. You need 60 times the iser to be matir. That's called lach balach. When a mixture is a mixture of liquids or bli ice, any such case, you need 60 times as much. However, when you have solid pieces of meat, and one is asr and two are mutter, and they're indistinguishable, they become mixed together. So all three are actually mutter min hatayr. All three are mutter, and because of bittul barayv, which is a chiddush, you're certainly going to be eating isr. If you eat all three of them, well, you're going to be eating one of them is asr. Min hatayr, all three are mutter. What? One is asa bahana, if the chatich itself is asa bahana, you have to throw it, the value away, but when a kneklif is asa bahana, I'm not certain that's the name. It's possible cholav is asa bahana. Yeah. Well, it's machlekes anyway, the Rosh and the Rashba, if you always have to throw away one. Rosh and Rashba argue if it is a drabanan that you have to throw away. It's all the way at the end. This is the beginning of Hilchos Basbul Chol, this is the end of Hilchos Taruvis. Where it brings this dispute. But be that as it may, it's exeris akasa, bitl barayv, a very big chiddush, that a mixture of one and to two others, it's bitl barayv, to the degree that some rishonim use the expression, issa nasa heter, issa turns into heter. That's why you can eat all three.
That's only if you hold that...
I guess not, it's nasa heter.
Issa nasa heter is only if you don't hold the...
Well, Min HaTorah all really agree, but you're right. The argument where you have one piece over is a machlaik, is it is a nasahet or is ladina? This machlaik is the Russian Raj.
And the three literally surim, you can eat them all as
achas. Well, you can't mix them together because then you need shishim against the yisr. So, okay. If you have a pot that became asa kedei klipa, kagoyim, shemolchu by basala hitzidam. Once upon a time, when meat used to come from animals, and you used to salt it to remove the blood, oi, davar iser, and not only blood, any iser, kiyaitzibai. So we're gonna have this, we're not gonna spend time on it, because it doesn't come up, but when you salt something heavily, they used to, before refrigerators, the salting was a way that they preserved food. What did salting do? Salting really takes out the moisture. Moisture is what spoils the food. If you have a matzah, it lasts forever. A matzah and a piece of bread is the same thing. Just the matzah has all the moisture baked out of it. So it stays forever. The more moist something is, the quicker it spoils. That's why the old mummies, what they do with the mummies is they used plastered salt to extract all the liquid from the body and the mela would remain. Now, therefore it was very common that they would salt, for example, vegetables so that they would stay. As a matter of fact, the halach is on Shabbos, you're not allowed to salt large amounts of vegetables, on Shabbos, even though you plan to eat it. You can salt what you're eating now, but to take a large amount of vegetables and salt them is really asur. There's a loophole that when you have oil and salt together, it doesn't work. It's okay. So that, because they couldn't use oil to salt. If oil was there, it wouldn't work, the salting process, whatever reason. And therefore, when you have a vegetable with a vegetable dressing, which typically has one form of oil or another, this sort of salting doesn't apply. But if you have a plate with cut up tomatoes and cucumbers and pepper, etc., somebody wants to put it on the table and salt the whole thing and put it on the table, that's not mutter on Shabbos. Because salting was a method of preserving, which was considered similar to tanning skin. When you tan a skin, you really do the same thing. They use lime to extract the moisture. Now, be that as it comes here, in the dinim of Isurim, when you salt a food in a pot, we say that the kedei klipa, a small amount of the bliya goes in. Now, klamem gimel, which we're going to get to, is about salting. We're not going to spend time on it because it doesn't come up. We don't have it. But this halacha you should know. It's mentioned here, incidentally, that if you have a pan which is salted either meat or other isurim, so that you need 60 times the klipa. And since the klipa sakli stands by itself, lachain emain samach betavshel neged aklipa aser, af bishiyav shelikleifa tavshel. Since the klipa stands by itself, it's not a liquid. You can see the pot, the klipa of the pot. So therefore, it asks, even though af bishiyav shelikleif, let's say hatavshel by you. You should say shelikleifa means the. It means the pot, yeah, right. Or maybe it means the tafshel stew that's inside that you can't peel, so it becomes us. So if I call mitzav levat al klipas habas, if I write it, v'loyaminin dechanan kidla kamon. But this means you have a klip of a pot that's aser, you have a stew inside with liquid and salad. It's all mitzav to be mevatel the klipa. We don't say chanan on pots kidla kamon klam and dalit, but the brum. Right. Magen Avraham kasid v'chomak mishtzar klipa tzar shishim neger aklipa rak bedin tatoi gavar. The only element is chumra shemuter miyev shalikleif. Now I want to try to explain this. There is a kedei klipa that's ikar adin and kedei klipa that's a chumra. Magen Avraham is mechalek. I believe, if I quote correctly, the Dogam Ravav on the side of the Shulchan Aruch brings the Magen Avraham. And that's in Yeraday, it brings the Magen Avraham. And that is that there are two types of kedei klipa. There's kedei klipa that's ikar adin. When you put hot meat directly onto cold milk, or cold milk directly onto hot meat, that's davar gush, that's ikar adin. When you have a spritz that travels, that's nifsak hakiluach, meaning it's not connected to the pot from which it came. A spritz of milk onto a fleshig pot, that's called a kedei klipa, that's a chumra. It's not mikar adin. And in such a case, we would be mekel, certainly b'di'evad we'd be mekel. The main place this comes up nowadays, I shouldn't say nowadays, once upon a time, they used to have kettles with hot water on the blech. You still have it probably, Rav Chaim, huh? You still keep a kettle with hot water? Old fashioned. So, no. So let's say you would have any power of a pot, and a spritz of cholin or a spritz of milk would fall on it. Here, you're allowed to be mekel. The Chacham Sadan will say this later. You can be mekel without kashering it. Why? Because the kedei klipa, the spritz, technically, wherever the spritz went on the pot, that's melachis. But that kedei klipa is a chumr. Now, we're machmer. It's a chumr. Now, we're machmer. If a spritz of milk goes on a fleshika pot, you have to kasher it. But in a par of a pot, the Chacham Sadan says, they don't have to be machmer. Because the kedei klipa is adequate. He says not to use it for 24 hours is adequate, and that's all. That's all that's necessary to do. When people call me with a shayla about finding a fleishig spoon in a milk spoon in the fleishig dishwasher, or in the milk sink, and they wash the dishes and they find the milk in fleishig, the fleishig in milk. So I do this. I tell people put it away for 24 hours. The most that could have been usher is kedei klipa. Because what's coming is iroi. Something is coming is being poured onto the dishes, either in the dishwasher or in the sink from the spout. So the most it can aser is kedei klipa. And here in this case, we're not even sure that it became aser. That the spritz hit. You had a milk spoon with fleshika spoons, but the spritz would have to hit some meat which is on the fleshika spoon in order to cause it to go out. If you have a fleshika spoon and milk spoon together, the spritz won't aser. Because it can't be mafilu mavliya. Spritz can't take a bliya out of one and put it into the other. A spritz of when the top is hot. So I'm saying a lot of too much information in one shot. The basic bottom line is that the rule that never aklipa is mutter by itself, it only has application in case of loss, of great loss, which doesn't come up in our homes, Baruch Hashem, except Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, you can't replace it with other food. But normally it doesn't come up much. But in the case we have a tziruf, where it's on a par of a pot, or a place where it's a safek, if anything even became aser, there we make a never aklipa. In Yud Aleph, he defined shira klipa, shnitta b'chamakam, how much is kedei klipa? Someone calls and says, take all kedei klipa, how much is that? It's possible to peel it all off in one shot. That's how much it is. So this is the din of kedei klipa.
What is the 24 hours?
It's a tziruf. No, the guys are in a binyama to binyama. You're not allowed to have chilla, but in such a case.